You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Does everything seem to go wrong for you in life? Don't give up. Your gracious Lord is offering you hope and strength.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, the world is filled with many temptations. The devil, as a roaring lion, is constantly prowling about, seeking someone to devour. Grant unto all who are listening today the inner spiritual strength needed to overcome the devil. May your pardoning gospel, made possible through the innocent suffering and death of your Son Jesus, reach the ears of all who are now suffering under the guilt of their sin. And let the knowledge of life everlasting bring peace to those whose bodies are ravaged by disease, worn from old age, or soon to give up in the struggle with terminal illness. At this moment, wrap your arms of love around all who are discouraged and depressed, and draw all people everywhere to your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. After conducting numerous surveys, the Gallup Poll and the Princeton Religion Research Center announced the key trends involving religion today. The number one trend is the intensive spiritual search involving an increasing number of adults and young people. And the number two trend is directly related to the first. Hundreds of religious groups and cults have sprung up to supply answers to those who are now searching for religious meaning and fulfillment. The prophetic words of Jesus uttered nearly 2,000 years ago continue to ring loudly in our generation. In the midst of the present religious confusion, Jesus continues to warn, and many false prophets will arise and mislead many. The Apostle Peter also warned, "There were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, even denying the Lord that bought them." Oh, may the Almighty and loving God grant that all those today who are searching for direction and meaning in life be spared the vicious treatment of false prophets, false teachers, and satanic cults. Instead, let those who search joyously receive the love, the mercy, the strength, and the direction offered by the loving Savior Jesus. And may I plead with those of you listening to this broadcast, pray diligently for the innocent victims who are this very moment in bondage to the deceptive cults of the devil. Pray that their ears would be open and their mind receptive to the liberating and life-giving promise of Jesus as he says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Don't ever let anyone fool you. The world in which we live is not neutral. Two forces are constantly at work: the divine forces of good and the satanic forces of evil. The life-giving power of light and the soul-destroying powers of darkness. There are those today who believe and teach that the evil in the present world is caused by only a few bad people. This false and simplistic teaching is totally denied by the inspired words of the Bible, which warn that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. As you examine your own life and the world around you, heed the gracious words of your loving Lord as He speaks to you in 1 Peter chapter 5. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. How sad it is to see that the devil has convinced millions of individuals, including many who are considered well-educated, that it makes no difference what you believe, or even if you believe anything at all. Typical of those who have swallowed this soul-destroying lie is a New York lawyer who recently stated, "All religions are equally good or bad." What a statement of erring judgment! Repeated warnings in the Bible provide a powerful witness that this idea is not true. There is only one God, and only one way that we can know Him. God has graciously revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ. Without apology, the holy and inspired Scriptures proclaim, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." The triune God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, leaves absolutely no room for any other false gods or false prophets. Perhaps as you listen today, you realize in your heart that you have accepted beliefs which are not taught in the Bible. They may sound good, and they may even be logically convincing, but they deny the clear teachings of the Holy Scriptures. Perhaps you have been deceived into believing that one can follow any religion and still get to heaven. The Holy Scriptures teach clearly in Acts chapter 4 that there is no other name under heaven other than Jesus Christ given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus lovingly pointed out the one and only way to heaven when He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." Only a few months ago, newspapers and television carried the moving story of a hostage who had been held in captivity for many months. At the time of his release, he confessed that as he sat in his dark cell, his only hope was a small ray of light beaming through a crack between two bricks. The beam of light was small, but it cut powerfully through the darkness and drove away the demons of despair. It made it possible for the hostage to continue in an impossible situation. In the same way, life itself can seem like a giant, dark, and depressing prison. The difficulties we often face can frustrate our plans, wreck our lives, and destroy any hope for the future. What an encouragement to know that Jesus, the light of the world, has invited us to walk with Him. When we do this, doubt, despair, and hopelessness no longer have control of our life. Darkness cannot exist when light is present. Even the poor, the crippled, and the dying rejoice in the knowledge that their gracious Savior will help them through the most impossible situations. Following Jesus, the light of the world, provides the absolute certainty of help in our present circumstances and the hope of a perfect future. To all who follow Him, Jesus promises the right to become one of His sons. He also promises His children special knowledge of the mysteries of heaven. When you respond by faith to the Savior's loving call, you can be absolutely sure that He will intercede for you at the throne of God. Most everyone has experienced a power blackout. When the lights all go off, darkness immediately moves in. babies begin to cry out from fear. Parents search for their children, and people of all ages are filled with fear and panic. When the breakdown is corrected and the lights are back on, calm is immediately restored. Darkness is driven away, and the light brings security, peace, and harmony. Indeed, it was no ordinary man who claimed to be the light of the world. The Bible proclaims that Jesus was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. By that same authority, he continues to proclaim himself as the light of the world. Truly it is, as St. John wrote of Jesus when he said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." If you are discouraged about the future of your home, the welfare of your family, or the security of your marriage, consider the invitation of Jesus, who is saying to you, "Come unto me." Let your loving Savior carry your burdens, your worries, and your concerns. It is of Jesus that the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." No matter how difficult your situation may be, don't ever let the devil cause you to doubt that God can help you. In one of the very first books of the Bible is recorded one of the most dramatic stories of how God for 40 years took care of his people while they wandered in a barren and desolate wilderness. To drive away their fear and to assure them of his presence, he hovered near them in a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Because of the light he had provided the people, and because he would graciously send his son to be the light of the whole world, it is no wonder that centuries ago the prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light." Every time we are reminded that God sent his Son into the world to suffer for our sins, to give us a life of meaning, and to provide us with the hope of a resurrection, we should be moved to praise his name by repeating the words of the aged man Simeon, who held the baby Jesus in the temple. Simeon, a believer of that day, raised his face to the heavens and thanked God for the baby Jesus. A light, he said, to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. No, the elements of darkness, worry, despair, and meaninglessness will never rule in a heart where Jesus lives. They may try from time to time to cause fear and despair, but they will never be in control. And so let your heart be comforted. Jesus is speaking warmly and personally to you when he says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Let the Spirit-inspired words of St. Paul to the Ephesians arouse your conscience. "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give thee light." It is no secret that in our generation, a growing number of adults and young people have become disillusioned with the empty promises of materialism and the mirage of those who claim that riches will bring happiness. Journalists are now saying that the search for real and lasting meaning will intensify in the decade of the 80s. Polls already reveal that great numbers are turning to religion for help. All too often, those trying religion soon give up in frustration as they find themselves confronted, not with peace and meaning, but with more misery, more rules to live by, and more frustration. How sad to hear of churches which teach that to become a Christian, one must first begin living a perfect moral life. How utterly ridiculous and absolutely anti-biblical. The message of the Bible graciously announces that the Lord accepts all those who repent. God accepts people as they are, with all their sins and weaknesses. Oh, may our hearts today be encouraged by the bold and gracious message of the Bible, which declares, "If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. No matter what your background has been, God loves you with a perfect, divine, and gracious love. He provides full and complete forgiveness for any sins you may have committed. The pardoning power of the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to remove all guilt from your conscience. When Jesus died on the cross, His innocent blood was shed for you. His perfect sacrifice was accepted by the Heavenly Father as payment for sins you have committed. All your sins, no matter how bad they may be, have been completely paid for. The moment you believe, the sin-atoning merits Jesus earned on the cross become yours. You no longer have to fear God's wrath and judgment. You need no longer fear death as your final enemy. The Bible teaches that through His death, Jesus rendered powerless him who had the power of death, the devil. And when you believe and are baptized into Christ, you can live with the promise of the Bible that just as you are united with Him through baptism into His death, so also you are united with Him in His resurrection. When you by faith believe in Jesus, you will not only be pardoned, but the Lord Himself will live within you. Listen closely to the promise recorded in the Bible. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit. Even a young child understands that light and darkness cannot exist in the same room. When a light is turned on, the darkness disappears. Light drives out darkness. And so may I encourage you, follow Jesus today. For if you follow Him, He promises that you will not walk in darkness. This does not mean that all your problems will immediately disappear, but it does mean that you will have the inner spiritual strength to overcome them. And so in your struggle with the Prince of Darkness and all his demon spirits, which are the cause of many of your problems, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take up the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation for your struggle. Do not rely on yourself. Do not follow any other false prophet, nor join any deceptive cult. Trust only in Jesus, who has proclaimed Himself the light of the world and the only one who can defeat darkness. That darkness which desires to frustrate your life, darken your heart, trouble your conscience, and depress your mind. Get to know who Jesus really is. Search the Scriptures which testify of Him. Attend a church where the Word of God is purely proclaimed. Follow Jesus, and when you do, you will no longer be a powerless victim of all of the evils of darkness. Your life will gradually and positively change. You will walk in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ will purify you from all of your sin. Amen.